another day in which to give him glory, to call upon his name, to depend on him. Yeah, depend on him. That's the opportunity we have every single day that he has given us. Today is Friday, and it's July 5th. Trust that you had a wonderful holiday on yesterday. Those of you and us that are in a region where there was the great celebration of what God has done, it was Independence Day here in the United States. So we thank God for that. That means so much to all of us and all of you around the world. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and the program you're on today is Global Time with Jesus Christ. And our grand theme today is His Nations, His Throne. His Nations, His Throne. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. And I say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere. Well, this is the last day of this wonderful week that we've had, a week of interceding and lifting up requests and praying the heart of God concerning his grand and great purposes in the earth. And we are looking forward, God willing, to next week when we will be holding his nations before his throne. Well, the name of God or character or attribute of God we want to invoke today in the I Am series, because he said, I am that I am, is I am the sovereign ruler of all creations. Friend, we're thinking large. We're just trying to mirror the heart of God concerning the earth. And there's a level of maturity and a maturing process that's a part of. And he says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 27, and I'm reading the NIV, the Apostle Paul, he says, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who puts all things under him is accepted. This is powerful stuff. And I trust that all of us are learning how to digest this kind of speech, this kind of thinking, this kind of heart that really is the heart of God. And so on next week, on Monday specifically, there is the beginning of a Muslim annual remembrance and celebration, if you will, and it's called Ramadan, and that's celebrated by Muslims and Muslim nations all around the world, all across the earth. And that begins on July 8th and goes on till August 7th. Muslims will be in prayer and fasting during that period. And what we want to do, we want to get the heart of God concerning the Muslim nations. So each day we'll focus on a specific area of the Islamic world. And as we pray through, we'll gain a better understanding and a heart for Muslims. Yes, we want to have a heart for Muslims because God loves the Muslims. He created every one of them. and there are whole nations that are Muslim. 99%, for example, Algeria is 99% Muslim. And God promised, the Father promised His Son. If you check Psalm 2, you will see some profound utterings recorded there by the prophet David. Let me just share with you just a few verses from there. And verse 1 in Psalm 2 says, "Why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against His anointed one. Let us break their chains," they say, "and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then He rebukes them in His anger and terrifies them in His wrath, saying, 'I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.'" And then it continues, says, "I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations,'" look at that, "'I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. And you will rule them with an iron scepter, and you will dash them to pieces like pottery.'" Now, this is covenant language, friend. And we were able to eavesdrop by the Holy Spirit in the writings recorded by David. David saw way back in the eternity and saw forward, way forward in eternity. And this was a conversation that was going on between the Father and the Son. And so this whole earth thing that we are involved with is about a father keeping a promise to the Son. He says, "Ask of me and I will give you the nations." The nations. And so that's what we're praying for. We want to see that come to pass. We want to have the same heart of purpose as our Father in heaven. And His purpose is that the nations would come under the rulership of none other than the Son, who is Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Himself. And so we're seeing the nations are in uproar, wanting to figure out issues. Sooner or later, every knee will bow. Once again, we welcome you to our prayer broadcast and assembly on this day. We're praying great things. We're praying with purpose. It's about our joy in God's glory. And today our broadcast will go just a little bit longer because I'm setting the foundation for what we'll be doing for the next 30 days. We'll be praying and receiving prayer requests, but one of our foci, if you will be praying and fasting. I would suggest that you join us in fasting from midnight on Sunday until 6 on Monday while we meditate and pray for a specific nation each of those days. And we pray for specific issues concerning people of the Muslim faith. Our lines are open, and we invite you to come with your prayer request if you have one. I would love to think you have one, since we have an audience with the Lord right now. You may want to pray something concerning yourself or someone else. We're here to intercede, to bridge the gap, to stand in the midst on behalf of some need, or for ourselves, or for someone else. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to God. Now, for those of you who are far and wide across the earth, you can send your prayer request. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/maximum-radio any time of day or night. And you can leave a message with your prayer request or your comment or testimony, whatever, because our broadcast, you can access our broadcast 24/7. It's streamed literally minutes after the broadcast. It's already available for streaming to any part of the world. So please know that if you're not able to get on live with us, like we are right now, you're still welcome, and you're still a part of our prayer gathering, and you can get a message to us without a problem once you have an internet connection. Go to blogtalk.com/maximum-radio any time of the day or night. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day that you've presented to us with such love and grace. And we thank you for the mercies that come with it that are brand new on this day. We give you praise and we honor your mighty name, because you've shown yourself strong. You've shown yourself to be a keeper of your word. You're a covenant-keeping God, and we thank you on today. And Father, we wrestle with such great thoughts and concepts of who you are and what your purpose is in the earth. And we thank you for your help by your Holy Spirit, your help that comes to help us catch your vision. And we plan to continue to do that as long as you've given us breath and life. So we thank you on this day, and we are believing you for great things, because you're God not going to be on the throne. You're God on the throne. You're the sovereign ruler of all creation, and your rule extends and wraps around the entire earth. There is no place. So we thank you, Lord, for the cleansing as we present ourselves to you, the forgiveness and the cleansing that you have available to us. So every sin, every trespass, every bit of iniquity, whatever stains and makes us unclean, we ask you to wash us and to make us whole. Make us clean in the name of Jesus by the precious blood. By the precious blood. That pure, acceptable blood. The only blood that's acceptable to you to cleanse. Pay the price for our failings, our shortcomings. And we thank you today. We bless your name. We thank you for each person that's joined our prayer circle today, that is online with us or listening. We thank you for them. And we pray that today would be a day of greater revelation of yourself in greater measure, for greater understanding, for greater faith, for greater witness, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit to the overflowing, a renewal and an overflowing. We ask you to fill us with all of the fruit of your Holy Spirit, beginning with your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, your self-control. So, Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus, we ask you to cause us to overflow on today with the sense of your presence, with the anointing and its power. Cover us with your presence. Cover us with and in your power. We ask you, Lord, to heal us. Make us whole in the inner man, in our souls, and even in our bodies. Heal us as we are filled to the overflow with the Holy Spirit and power and your anointing and your presence. Seal us with your peace, your character, and your nature on this day. And we know that you are more than willing to do all of these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Once again, if you're having a prayer request, we welcome it right now. We want to agree with you. We want to let you know that we will carry that with you. We will assist you. That's what we're for. We're related here around the throne of God. So feel free to make your prayer requests known. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, even now, for who you are to us, that we can call on your mighty name even now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence with us. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Hello.
Yes. You're on.
How many dicks do you think that Jesus could fit in his mouth at one time?
Oh, would you repeat that, sir?
How many dicks do you think that Christ the Lord could fit in his mouth at one time?
I'm not sure. I'm not able to hear your question clearly.
I'm asking, how many penises could Jesus Christ put in his mouth at one motherfucking time?
Okay. Well, we rebuke you and bind up the spirit that is in you
in
the name of Jesus Christ. He is able to do that all the time. He's able to bind up the demon that's inside of you, sir, and deliver you even now. You have a demonic spirit.
Yes.
That's what's going on. So we rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. The blood
prevails.
Father, we bind up the demonic spirit, that filthy demonic spirit that's in that man right now.
In the name
deliver
of Jesus.
Him. We send that demonic spirit back to hell from whence it came. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
We
pray for
the
deliverance of that human being, Lord, that you created, that is now filled with the demonic influence. We ask and intercede for his deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, come out of him. Come out of him now.
In
the name of Jesus. Come out of him right now. In Jesus'
name.
Be free. In Jesus' name.
Be free.
Be free. In Jesus'
name.
Be free. Be a free vessel. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Free from every demonic influence.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Friend, that was a call. That was a call for help. That was a call for help. The spirits that, which we stand against are very real, as you can see. And we do what we are asked to do in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Mighty One of Israel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for every person that is listening that may be possessed or have a demonic spirit. We bind up that thing right now. We bind the works of the adversary in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
He said, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We bind that thing in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, you bind that thing
in
the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, prayer partners, for sure, you know that we're on the devil's radar. He hears.
Yes.
And he knows that we're up and we're on. He knows that. So that is a signal of the fact that the enemy knows that we're on task and hopes to see if he can divert us and cause us to lose our focus. But any encounter with the adversary, we do it through the blood and through the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not afraid and we're not bashful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Praise the
name
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the earth, the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Psalm 24:1. That's true every day, all day. That was true from eternity, and it's true until eternity. All through eternity. Earth is his, and the enemy hates the idea that we would agree with God about that. He hates the idea about that. That we would focus on the lordship and the kingship of Jesus Christ in all the earth. Not just in our hearts, but in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to pray for his nations. We're going to hold his nations before his throne. Every nation is his. Hallelujah. And every person in every nation is his. So we're going to continue to do what God has tasked us to do. We'll be praying for a nation like Jordan. Jordan has a population of 5 million and 92% Muslim and 6% Christian. We'll be praying for the United Arab Emirates, which has a population of about 2.5 million. And they're 80% Sunni Muslim and 16% Shiite Muslims. We'll be praying for Bahrain. It's a population of 75 million, and all of them are Muslims. That's another nation that belongs to the Lord. The scripture says, all the ends of the earth shall fear the Lord and bow before him. Psalm 67, 1 through 7. All the ends of the earth shall fear the Lord and bow before him. We have prayed for Tunisia. That's a nation with a population of 9.7 million, 98% Muslim, 1% Christian. The word of God says thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers were created by Christ and for his rule. Colossians 1, 16 through 18. Another nation that we'll be praying for is Morocco, with a population of over 31 million. They're 98.7% Muslim and 1.1% Christian. So, those are some of the nations. We'll be praying for Syria, who is having civil war even now. People are dying. Children are dying. That place needs the light of the King, Jesus Christ, penetrating. That population is 16.5 million. 90% Muslim, 10% Christian. That was a place that Paul went and visited frequently throughout the New Testament. Well, in Acts and Galatians, we see records of him bringing the gospel to Syria. Then there's Somalia in Africa, with a population of 7.3 million, all of whom are Muslim. Christ has dominion unto the ends of the earth. Then there's Iraq. Iraq has a population of 22.7 million, 97% Muslim, plus a few Christians. The Lord Jesus will bring the power and glory of God's kingdom in all the earth. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through 9. Then there's Oman and Qatar. There are two oil-rich countries in the Middle East. My wife and I, we have a niece who is stationed in Qatar. And they have a combined population of about 3.5 million, 95% of whom are Muslim. The psalmist David in chapter 9 of the Psalms, verse 15 through 20, says, the nations that exult in their wealth stand in danger of sinking. Then there's Palestine on the West Bank, over 2 million. 75% Muslim. There's the entire Gaza Strip with 1.5 million people. 98.7% Muslim. It is the Lord who is to be feared in the controversy over this land. There's Kuwait, about 2 million population. 85% Muslim and a few Christians. And there's Lebanon, there's Libya, there's Pakistan, there's Yemen, of course, there's Egypt that is now having conflict. There's Iran, there's Afghanistan. And when we're through with all of those, we'll be praying for Israel. Israel has 14% Muslims, 2% Christian. They have a population of 26 million. So our task is laid out for us. Our task is laid out for us. And we plan to do it as God assigned it. And we want to thank you for joining us, for sacrificing yourself, your time, to lift up God's heart, his very heart, before him. And once we are in agreement with him, great things come to pass. Great things come to pass. Great things. If you have a prayer request, we have a few minutes left. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time. We want to be a blessing to you on this day when we want to provide all of the agreement that is necessary as you lift up your requests, your intercessions, your petitions to the Lord. Feel free to do that even now. Or if you have a praise report, and we have a praise report. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Jennifer. I give God thanks and praise for being my life even on today.
Yes.
All that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do. I give him glory and honor and praise. I don't have a prayer request, but Pastor, I just wanted you to go over again the scripture that is together with the I Am of today. I didn't quite get it. I only know it's 1 Corinthians, but I didn't get the rest of it.
Oh, I'll be happy to do that. And it's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 27.
Okay.
I am.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, 15:27, 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am the sovereign ruler of all creation.
Amen.
The sovereign ruler of all creation. And the scripture is saying, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. All things are under the feet of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And we can leave with that on our hearts, on our minds. We can just go forward in confidence, in faith, knowing that whatever is or exists, whatever circumstance, whatever situation, that Christ is ruler over all right now.
Amen.
Not going to be.
Amen.
Right now. And you can look at that situation, look at that set of circumstances, and you can see it and visualize it being ruled over by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can actually visualize that because he is God. And I like the idea that we don't have to wait for him to become ruler. We don't have to wait for him to take the throne. He's already seated on the throne. Yes. And we're seated there as well because he is seated. We're seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. So we can speak in power and in confidence to every challenge that pops up today. With confidence, we can see that God knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. I can feel confidence and faith rising in my own heart as I share this, because it is so real. Sometimes we allow the circumstances that we are facing or in to be larger than God, larger than the King. It's not. Can't be. Father, we thank you that this truth is soaking into our spirits. We're consuming it. That you're sovereign over not a part of creation or some of creation, but all creation. In every circumstance that we can think of right now or imagine, you're over it. None of it is bigger than you. None of it. And you know our hearts. We have personal requests and personal concerns. And for anyone that is listening, they have personal concerns. So we join with them right now in agreeing and allowing you in our spirit, in our hearts, and in our minds to be king and ruler over all, over everything right now. We thank you for the victory that you've given to us. We thank you for it because you gave it to us. You won it for us. You've taken the keys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we know that you're rooting over that situation right now. We hear emergency vehicles. And we know that you're ruling over that situation even now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank you for the victory you've given us, Lord. We receive it. We wrap our minds, our hearts, and our spirit around it. In the name of Jesus. That you have the victory from the east to the west, from the north to the south. In the name of Jesus. And we allow you to reign and reign large over us and over everything concerning us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We allow you to reign because you are our King and our ruler. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing of being able to come into your presence and to speak with you, to petition, to intercede on behalf of ourselves and behalf of others in the name of Jesus. We thank you for providing for us even on this day that every need is met in Jesus' name. We speak prosperity over ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name. Glory to God. May each and every one of us walk in authority, in faith, in power, all of this day as we go about the business that's at our hands to perform.
Yes.
That no harm, hurt, or danger will come to any of us, any of our listeners on this day. Amen. That your mighty ministering angels, they're encamped around us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. For our protection. To watch over us according to your great plans and purposes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you on this day.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the liberty that we have through Christ. In Jesus' name. Bless all of our listeners today. Meet every need in Jesus' name. Meet every need. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our faith. Right now in the name of Jesus. So that there's great testimony of your power. Great testimony of your ability to deliver. Oh, you're the mighty deliverer in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Once again, Father, even as we leave this prayer assembly, we pray for the families in Texas that lost their loved ones, the firefighters. We pray right now that you will be their comforter. You will draw near and draw close. That community, Lord, would be, this occasion would be an occasion that everyone looks heavenward and calls upon you. So that a great revival comes out of what occurred in the name of Jesus. A great outpouring. As people turn and call upon you for help, because they cannot receive help from any other source. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Now, Father, we go in peace. And we anticipate on next week what you'll do in us, and through us, and with us. As we pray and hold your nations before you, before your throne.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Peace be unto all our listeners today, all our listeners who are live with us, and all those who are streaming.
Yes.
God bless you. And peace
you,
to every spirit. Every demon, in the name of Jesus, everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us on this day.